Hello everyone and welcome to this new podcast episode. I am at the same time recording audio and I am videographing myself so I can create more content for you. I am all about creating with intention and making things simple, and this feels very simple to me to have a video, like doing video and audio, so you have a good sound and a good, and it's also an opportunity for you to see me. I have been trying to put the podcast on a video thread, but that means that I need to create a new podcast, so I have to figure out how I'm going to work that out. If I really want to create a new podcast or feed or something, so I will have to explore that, but I'd love to have the podcast available as a video based, but I just need to check how that really works. I haven't really took the time to go through that because it's just touch of by life has been created, like it's really kind of brand new and I'm like overflown by ideas, so I'm just rolling with what is right now. Today I wanted to share with you how I organized my week as a mother of three, under five and a half. I have a 5 year old and I have twin boy and girl that are just turning three, they just turned three, so it's quite an exciting time. It's the first year that they're all in school, so they're going to be all in school for 5 days a week, and the twins will be there for a couple of hours in the morning, but it's something very different that I used to have last year. And I already had an organization last year. The only thing is I only had two mornings to work. Also, like, it's not even just to work, two mornings for myself in terms of like having the spaciousness not to be called mom every 5 minutes. If you're a mom, you know what I mean. So I just wanted to come to you and share with you a little bit about the way I organize my week, and more how I organize my mornings as a the time I'm kid free. And so it's kind of like, of course, the weekend and Saturday and Sunday do not count in my week for now, for now, meaning that if you do work sometimes on the weekends for private retreats, yet it's not every weekend, so it's something very different. Yeah, so I usually start on Mondays, and the Mondays will be more kind of like clearing the house and cleaning. It's basically moving the energy that has been happening over the weekend with like maybe some laundry. I do my laundry on Sundays. I don't know if you have a day of highly doing. This is really kind of my day of like focusing of like dishes and washing and drying. That's my Sunday. Some people are like, why do you do this on Sunday? I actually adore doing that on Sunday, and I feel like it's probably the reason, because on Monday I can get to put away all the clothes out, so it's like don't have like pending energy or heavy energy in my house, and I get to kind of like focus on one section of my house, decluttering or anything like that. My idea of decluttering, I don't know if it's like for me, it's something that I really want to keep simple. For me, everything in my life needs to be simple because I don't have much time, because I'm a mother, and it doesn't really have to do with being a mother. Like, simplicity is lovely for your mind either, for your body as well, for your nervous system. So decluttering is like finding one piece of a thing in your house that doesn't have a space anymore for in your house, and to either sell it or give it away. I try to have one item going every, like, seven items a week. This sometimes does not happen, but that's kind of the intention of the house. So I get to get things out of the house instead of always in, because when you have kids, that happens so many times anyway. So that's kind of my Monday. And then on Tuesday, that's my devotional sacred day, where I actually usually go dark. I don't go on internet in the morning. I am like, I'm shutting down from the world. Well, I drop my kids and then I shut down from the world really intentionally. I get myself into a cacao ceremony. Also, I get to do some breath play. Sometimes I do visualization, but it's usually get very, like, it's at least a 15 to 20 minutes breath play, so I can get to like that deep state of finding myself again, recenter myself after a weekend and putting things away so everything is kind of in place within myself as well. And then it's also the time where I get to do some somatic work. So it could be dancing or any other type of somatic practices that I feel I want to explore on the day. And sometimes, like at least once a month, the intention is to go on a silent morning. So basically dropping the kids to school and not talking and not even listening, like basically nothing, like really in the silence of it, like really in silent morning. So no music, nothing. The reason why that is, like, I have found that not quiet but silent morning has been deeply impacting me. I am I'm on the spectrum and I also have ADHD and I have three kids. So I'm very highly overstimulated. My nervous system it takes its toll quite a bit every day. Even though I do have the tools, having a silent time for myself has been deeply nourishing because that helps me to listen to my thoughts. That helps me to deepen my connection to my own body, deepen my connection to my own spirit guides, and also just feeling comfortable with silence. Being a child, I could say child of trauma, like it's a big word, I feel growing up into stigmatization, trauma, like this mini trauma, doesn't have to be big ones, doesn't have to be overly abusive. You tend to create a coping mechanism, and one of my own coping mechanism, and I have been finding that other women on the spectrum that have neurospicy brain, so if you're wondering what it is, it's like autistic tendencies or being like fully autistic. We tend to feel the void, feel the emptiness, feel the silence, because that's very uncomfortable for us. So we have created a very highly coping mechanism. So we'll be probably the first to talk or break the silence in a space. And it's something I have been deeply working on myself as also a a space holder, I don't like even the word holder, I should say a space oldest, olderest maybe, facilitatress is the word I use. So it's something that I definitely hold, like what has a hold space, I really hold the silence with deep sacredness, but I'm not going to be sugarcoating that. I still have the word that comes to my mind is the monkey mind is just coming. That I still have that few fears that rise up, some little voices that are rising up into like, you should speak, you should do this, you should do that. And I worked on having the awareness to realize this is not me, and really kind of everything that this comes back is like really coming back to the breath and really feeling the comfort of silence. So having a silent morning at least once a month, it's super, super helpful. But it means that you have to have no one in your house, because someone will try to talk to you anyway. So, and it's super, super helpful for your nervous system, and really it's a beautiful reset if you do that with breath work aligned with it as well. But breath work will have to be self-led and not through a video, because that means that you have sound. So it's quite interesting to really explore the silence, because even if you do that outside in your garden, you might hear the birds, you might hear the car passing. So it's like it's silence for you, but it's because you're not making any noise in terms of with your voice, but you still have the world around you. So it's also best to try to be in a place where it's the most silence in your house. And if it's like if you have any building construction, maybe that's not the best time to do that. But that felt important to share that with you. Also on Tuesday, as I said, it's dancing, but also it could be singing. I have a shamanic drum. I will talk to you a bit more about sound healing in another podcast, but I would use my drums or any of my instruments and just play music, like play sound for my own self, like really getting in tune with sound. But this definitely would not be on the silent morning. Well, it could be, but that would be very different. It would be like a silent, non-talking morning, so like no phone or anything like that. But that's important. Like it's something I wanted to share about my Tuesday, and I probably share more about my Tuesday. Like I took a long time to talk about my Tuesday because for the last year and a half, even more, it's been a very sacred day. It's like it's a day even for clients. I'm not available on Tuesday morning, so they know that, like, unless it's very kind of urgent. But it's like it rarely happens that your business is in very highly emergency that you need your mentor to be on there. It could, like, you like two or 3 hours, I get back to you anyway when I'm done. So on Wednesday, it's more connection. Like it's another level of connection to self. It's more connection to my spirit guides, but it's more the business side of spirit guides. So I'm sitting down and kind of like, I may have notes from the day before, like reviewing the notes, or like really kind of asking question and direction for the business. The reason why I'm saying that is it has been very important for me to really connect to my spirit guides. But like with some, one thing that about spirit guides that I personally found really life altering is not trying to find them outside of me. Even though they might come in my ear, or like, you know, I might come in my other gates in my body, but they were like really kind of connecting. The most important thing is connecting to my body, so the information can come to me instead of me seeking out for it. So it's a great day for me to implement a few things that have been created, any ideas, any project that I'm working on in terms of my business, couple of program or mentorship that I have on. It could be also sitting down and doing some graphic design. It's one part of my Wednesday. It's kind of more, it's a more towards the world. So I'm more expand, like I'm more, I might be on my phone more, I might be on my DMs more compared to a Tuesday morning. But it's a part of my Tuesday are really about offering and preparation, connection to my business entity, so I can actually create the most beautiful offering for you and be at the most service to humanity as possible on Tuesday. Like it's the big gateway of that. On Thursday, it's more a day of Lucy day, in the terms of like it's we'll see how it goes on the Thursday. It could be a meeting day. It's a day that is open for meeting other people, and that can be switched with my Mondays if I really need to. And then it's also if it doesn't go through any meetings with people, I will go straight to be more like business focused on that day. In terms of creation and more offering, and like in terms of like selling and marketing and of the business. And then on Friday, I don't work on Fridays. I might feel like I want to write a couple of things, ideas of like what I want to plan for my next week, my intention. So I use my planner, the Empire Planner, if you never heard about that. It's a planner I created last year that has different sections, and one of the sections is called My Week Master Plan. It's where you can write everything you'd like to achieve in the week. And when I say achieve, it's more a long to-do list of things. But instead of trying to fit everything, all of that on a Monday, you actually fully realistic that it's going to be a week, and then you can pick and choose during the day, during the week, what task you can do on that day, depending of the amount of time you have and the energy as well. Saturday, it's really a kind of a family day for us. It's like it's a day we are usually home. We don't have any big plans on Saturday. I might be the odd mom. I do not have any activities for my kids on the weekends. On Saturday, even more than anything, there is a couple of activities that only happen on Saturday and my kids will not attend. because I feel like we are rushing every morning. I'm still trying to get myself earlier in bed and also earlier in, like, waking up in the morning so I can get some time of what I shared with you, my organization of the week, prior to my kids being waking up and having a bit more time with them in the morning without having to rush too much. But it's still in the process. As I said to you, September has been a mad month of adjusting, and also I had like 3 kids and they all got sick at some point, so they were like, all the organization had to be like moved around and everything, and I had family over as well, so it was a bit more different. But yeah, as I said to you about my Sunday and my home duties, I don't like calling them chores. I call them home duties. So I'm actually starting my week with an empty entry laundry basket, which is the most satisfying thing ever. And so much, it's my Sundays. But this is kind of more my week personally as a business owner, as a CEO of my own company, and like the way I'm structuring that. The reason why I also wanted to share with you about that is it feels like I'm not working too much, but like I really want for me to be more intentional with my time instead of like trying to grab 80 hours of my week, trying to have very intentional block of time to be able to connect with myself, but also connect with my business and create for the business, so I can actually be the most available for the rest as well, my clients and my kids after on the afternoon. But like I do have ability for meeting meeting my clients, but like on the afternoon, if it's not in the evening, on the afternoon it's only chat, so it's a voice chat with my clients or video chat, so I don't have to be fully sitting down for 3 hours and not being available for my kids, because it's really important for me working from home, and I'm also the default parent. So I know like my partner don't really like this word, but it's the truth. I'm the mother and I'm the person that they call the most, like so many times a day. If you know what I mean, it's just like we love them, and yet the mom thing, it's a bit too much sometimes. And multiply that by 3. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you today. I hope that it was insightful. I'd love to hear about your week. How do you divide your week? Do you even have organizing week? Do you maybe have one day a week that is a devotional day? For me, it has been the most life altering is the devotion day. It's quite unsettling for some people, because we kind of tend to wanting to fill this with more things to do, and it's the day I do the less. I could literally be lying down if I really wanted to on a Tuesday, because that would be self-serving. It's like it's full devotion, like I'm seeing in the morning. I might not do the whole day, but it's just something that is important to me. So I would love to hear from you. I have different other podcasts that are coming up as well. I have like loads I'd love to talk about. I'd love to hear from you if you even have any idea, any question or direction of subject you'd like for me to cover, because this podcast is also something that is for you. It's a community, and it's this podcast is all about spirituality, but also conscious business is also, this is that my week has been created in a conscious way, and also in the ability of time that I have, and for my company to work around my own availability as a human. And so that's that was important for me to share all of that today. So I'm going to leave you with that. I'm still available on Instagram if you really want to chat with me. I'd love to chat with you. All the details will be on the chat section or on the caption section of this podcast. Yet this isn't like, I'd love to open any conversation with you. Please come over and have a chat with me. I send you so much love. I talk to you very soon. Bye guys.